Nearly 20,000 people were killed last year in Japan's earthquake and tsunami. It struck on a Friday afternoon, just as school was getting out. Now, among school children, it's simply called the Big Quake. Reporter Dwathi Saikautau talked with some of those children in Sendai City.
This is kindergarten class at Imagine Japan, an English language school, just a short walk from prefabricated homes built for disaster victims. Teacher Dave Rollins is talking to his students.
What came after the earthquake was what? Thank you, Ryuji. Everyone listen up to Ryuji. Go ahead, Ryuji.
Tidal wave.
A tidal wave. In Japanese, what do we say?
Tsunami.
Or in English, actually, tsunami is now, okay, used around the world in many languages, okay? Tsunami. We kind of leave the T off of there.
Six-year-olds Ryuji Saito and Roland's daughter Koyuki described that frightful day.
We was not sleeping, we was playing something, and just come the earthquake, and we hide under the table, and the food toy fall down from the table.
Everybody stepped my hair because my hair was long.
Panic.
Somebody stepped me. Ow!
All school kids in Japan practice earthquake drills regularly, but teacher Akiko Kobayashi says the big earthquake last March 11th had an impact on the way her kids draw.
Before, they are not like that, but suddenly, like, they start color. The face black, clothes black, everything black. Not all the kids, but some kids, but getting better now.
Kobayashi says the attitude of her students is different too.
Fighting with the people, like, I don't know, aggressive, really aggressive, and yelling really loud voice. So maybe they got stress inside, so feel really sorry. Sorry. When I think about the kids and their future, this maybe affects a lot.
She says the children role play as if the tsunami is returning.
They look really happy and, like, interesting, but they are sitting and doing, like, playing with doll or something, and somebody says, tsunami coming, tsunami, we have to go, and they're moving another place and start playing again.
Tenteki! Suzo, tenteki!
On a hilltop not far from Sendai City, these teens are throwing snowballs on the grounds of Tohoku Chosun, a school for North Korean students. The main school building was destroyed in the earthquake, so 13-year-old Choi Yun-soo has to take classes in a small dormitory. His school's computers were destroyed too. The teacher now uses a whiteboard for lessons, but Choi says he doesn't mind the changes because he was so moved by all the volunteers, including the Japanese, who helped clean up the school grounds after the earthquake.
I realized what a nice community I am in now in Japan, and I came to know their love. He felt we are not alone, everyone.
15-year-old Kim Ryong-hwa is not exactly thrilled that she has to take her favorite dance class in the school cafeteria, but she makes the most of it. The most troubling thing for her is the possibility of another disaster.
When I hear television reports of another earthquake, and when I see even a little bit of shaking, I get scared.
Kim and Che are hoping the Japanese government will help with the cost of rebuilding their school, but the waiting list is long, and not all will qualify for funds. In the meantime, these students, like many others in northeast Japan, must continue to find some sense of normalcy while adjusting to big changes in their lives. For NPR News, I'm Dwathi Saikautau in Sendai, northeast Japan.